Hello, brothers and sisters. It's Jonathan Ritter. Hope you guys are having a good Wednesday, and that you're out there and you're telling somebody about Jesus today. That's the most important thing in our. That should be the centerpiece of our life, right? Came across this devotional. It's called "You Fool." Personal reading can be found in Luke 12, verse 16 through 21. The key scripture reading here can be found in Psalms 14, verse 1. That is Psalms 14, 1. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that do good. It seems to me rather contradictory that Jesus, who was so gentle at times, you can see that in Matthew chapter 19, verse 13 through 15, would call some people fools. Yet, as recorded in the gospel a number of times, our Lord used this derogatory term to describe those who he spoke about, especially the Pharisees. You can see that in Matthew 23, verse 17 through 19, Luke 11, verse 39-40. Jesus also used the word fool in a parable after warning a man about coveting. You can see that in Luke chapter 12, verse 13 through 21. What make him foolish is not the fact that he built bigger barns to store his abundant harvest. It would have been more foolish of him to leave it out in the fields where inclement weather would spoil it. Nor was he foolish because of the thought that his unexpected rainfall was not to last him a long time. After all, we are urged to follow the example of the ant and storing up for the harvest. You can see that in Proverbs 6, verse 6 through 8. What made this man foolish? See, brothers and sisters, he left God out of the picture. He was called a fool because he failed to realize that his life was in God's hands. While he was planning carefully for his comfortable life on earth, he failed to plan for his eternity, to store up treasures in heaven. You can see that in Matthew chapter 6, verse 20. Does your plans for the future have God in it? You will not want to be called foolish by him in the end. You will not want to be called foolish by him in the end. Because you know, in the end, we're not promised tomorrow, guys, and this is me speaking. We get really caught up. We really do get caught up. I can too. I have to catch myself. Tomorrow's not promised. It's a gift from God. In the end, when he comes back through the rapture, or if he calls us home tonight or during the day, we will see him one way or the other. And you know, when I see him, I hope he says, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." All right. I do not want to hear the words, "Depart me, you work of iniquity." Everything I do and everything we should do should honor God. He sees our hearts, guys. Hope you guys have a good Wednesday. Remember, you can keep track of me. There's something called the social cross now. It's a social networking. If you guys can get on that, it's a little bit easier to post stuff on that one than Facebook. The other one is called Parlin. It's a new social media. You guys can, it's easy subscribing to it. All right, well, y'all have a good day. Thank you.